I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who
cannot take a compliment.
No. This episode, we have an encore presentation of one of our very favorite guests and the inspiration to us even having a podcast, basically. Allie Ward for Spooky Season is just, that's an automatic, I think.
Yeah, we got to sit down with her in 2019 in her beautiful home and talk all things spooky and nostalgic, embarrassing and sweet. And it's such a great episode. If you've already listened to it, listen again because it's just fun. And for those new listeners who haven't been able to check it out yet, here it is for you.
You're welcome. And thank you for your grace in having a replay. We are in the midst of preparing for the final countdown to Bonnie's wedding.
Oof.
So this is giving us a little grace. And we don't often do encores. And this is special. So it's a perfect time. Special reason to pause. We appreciate you guys for understanding.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy. Happy Halloween.
Ooh. Today on the podcast, we are with our science goth podfather, Allie Ward. She is of Innovation Nation, Brainchild on Netflix. And did I mention Invention on Saturday mornings? You may also know her from the Ologies podcast. Hi, Allie.
Hi, I'm sorry. I was just Instagramming you guys saying that.
Oh, no.
She's taking good awkward videos. Like a good podfather, you know?
As one does. I'm your dad. This is Little League. You're playing a great game, kids.
These are our memories. Mm-hmm. Document your future.
Pretty much.
We barely practiced.
That was a really sweet intro. I appreciate that.
You're the greatest.
It's literally facting all the good things you're doing right now.
Yeah.
You are that.
Oh, nuts.
How'd I do?
You did a really good job.
She's the best You Are That throwbacker there is.
Yes.
Oh, God, I hate compliments.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're going to hate the end of this show.
We're going to get juicy. I'm really excited because not only is the Halloween season, but we're in your house.
We're in your house.
So we want to thank you for being with us and then also for letting us be with you.
Thanks for sleeping in my beds.
Yeah.
Putting your vaginas on my couch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Walking the dog.
Again, I'm wearing shorts. We are here with Grammy as well. Instagrammy.
Oh, my God.
On the Instagram, you can see this beautiful, snuggly soul that just wants
this
all the
pets. This she-wolf and fur beast.
Yeah. She's a tiny little werewolf.
Oh, she really is.
It's lovely to have you guys here in the house. I haven't had a lot of house guests since I moved in.
It's so great.
I purchased shelves for the bathroom that I didn't put up before you got here.
Yeah.
Didn't even notice.
No.
Yeah. It looks great.
Yeah.
They're stacked on the back of the toilet. How did you not notice that?
We just put our shit on top of them. Yeah.
You know what? That's what shelves are for. We used them like shelves.
Yep. Yes. We put stuff on shelves.
No, it's a delight to have you. You've already cooked for me. You've repotted a plant. I have a chore list for you before you leave. Thank you very much. Come again.
I want those little Swiffer booties where I can just around your house and clean the flowers.
Damn, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And then you could zap people because it'll definitely give you static electricity feats.
Do you have to spray something before you dance on the floor?
I feel like yes.
I feel like yeah, too, but...
I'll Google it.
Like a pledge, like something that would make the dirt cling.
Yeah, I don't know.
To my feet. Mm-hmm.
This is a whole new world for me. I lived in a carpeted studio apartment for 8 years. I don't know what I'm doing.
True.
How do I clean a floor?
So Method makes an almond-scented thing that you spray on the floor, and then you rub around, and then it's really good for wood floors. Okay. It smells good.
I think I already have it. I just don't use it. Thank
you. I think you do. I think it's a deer sink. Yeah. I think I saw it.
I have one of those Swiffer wet jets that broke when we were moving, and... man, one of his first things he did after I moved in was like rehabbed it with a weird industrial pipe robot arm that weighs twice as much as the entire Swiffer. And he's like, I fixed it. And it's like a Franken mop. And
now it's a workout.
Yeah, it's a
workout. Because it's heavy. And they're like $12.
Yeah. Yeah. He spent a couple hours on it.
Oh my God.
It's so nice. But yeah, so you guys came over. I did clean the floors before you got here. I was very excited to have you here. And when you got through the door, I jumped up and clung to you.
Oh my
God.
Like a little spider monkey. Yep. It was so cute.
You're all a friend. How are you liking LA so far, you guys?
Amazing, except you're not allowed to interview us. We're interviewing you, sucker.
Almost got away with it if it weren't for you kids.
She does the whole switcheroo all the
time. Reverse interview.
The last time when we went to Rogue and we drove all the way out in Oregon to Newport and then we drove back, I had so many like little questions for you that I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna she's trapped in the car with us. We're gonna ask her all these questions.
We're gonna get to know her so good.
We dropped you off back at your hotel and on our drive, Shannon went,
God damn
it. She just interviewed you until she fell asleep and I said, that bitch.
Yeah, you guys didn't notice.
I was taking mental notes. I'm like, huh, this is really interesting.
You didn't notice.
You switched it around so much. And you got me to talk about stuff I never talked about.
That's why
about.
I let it run, because I was like, this is good. This is good for her.
I learned so much about you guys.
It was cathartic. And then I was like, who is that redheaded stranger we don't know any better?
Who's a sweet orphan in the backseat? This is so good.
I just don't like to... I don't like talking about myself because I just don't think anyone cares that much. So I just don't like unspool it. So I'm like, who cares? It seems like people more need to talk to work through things, and so I feel like I'm more of a service to someone by helping them unspool their own shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But no, I do.
I've heard that though. I've like done hikes. Here's a story about myself.
Do it.
I've done hikes, and like at the end of like a 2-hour loop up a mountain and back, like we're saying goodbye, and my friend Dave is like, wait, how are you? Like, I'm all right. My dad's got cancer, going through a breakup, but I'm okay. And he's like, what? So yeah, I do hear that sometimes that I will forget to like just interject about my own shit.
That 100%. I have friends that we like get off. She's like, oh, I got to pick my kids up in like a half an hour. And she's like, wait. How's everything? I'm like, oh, it's garbage, but I love you. Go pick your kids up. She's like, what the fuck? And I was like, you don't want to always talk about a dumpster fire. Or if you don't have anything good to say, sometimes it's not worth saying. You know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
I just fill shit with like hollow jokes that don't mean anything. So then at the end, people are like, you told us a bunch of stuff, but it didn't matter. You just used a bunch of like sassy words that make
me like,
oh my gosh, I can't believe she's saying these sassy words. And then I leave, I'm like, you know nothing. You know nothing about my day.
You're still a mystery and an enigma.
Yes. I just don't want to burden anyone.
You're not a burden. No. You are a pleasure and a delight.
Why, thank
you're
you.
You're a goddamn treasure.
And I agree.
Yes.
And you are that.
She almost got away.
I'm trying to throw you all reversals. I'm going to accept every single compliment.
So we're going to jump in and talk about some spooky things. For the holiday.
It's almost here.
It is almost here.
Oh my God.
It's like a day or two away.
Yes.
It is my ultimate favorite holiday. I'm so obsessed.
Me too.
I think all three of us are like fall obsessed.
Yeah. We're spooky bitches.
It's so good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how spooky do you feel like you are in October? How spooky do you feel?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how spooky am I? I think I'm generally at like a 6. And here's why. Again, raised a goth, was a goth. I like some spooky stuff, but I think that in order to avoid the darkness in my own soul, I try to look for the light and the good because I don't want to get sucked into like a death vortex, because in general, I have just enough depression and anxiety where if I want to,
It's a slippery slope.
I'm down a crevasse, mama. Right. I'm just like, everyone sucks. Do you know how many people are getting killed right now? I might have this fortunate thing happening, but think of all the people that don't have this. And all the people have cancer. The people who don't have access to clean water. Like, I can bum myself out so good. I'm so good at it. So I have to, like, actively, like, try to find good in things. And so I think that I'm not as spooky as I could be actively, because I think it would incapacitate me and I would be in the fetal position all the time.
Yeah. I could see that. I don't think you could go true, like, warlock with it. You would go negative spiral.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But also, like, my day-to-day is, like, I love bugs. I love spiders. Yeah. Give me a good ghost story. Mm-hmm. And so maybe I like weird dead taxidermy stuff. So maybe I'm just spookier on the day-to-day.
Yeah.
On the reg than I give myself credit for.
Which to other people, bump it to like a 7 on a daily.
Yeah, it would be like a 7 or 8. And like as far as themed things, Halloween-y things, like are you kind of a pumpkin patch, pumpkin spice gal? Or are you like haunted corn maze? Maybe like give yourself a thrill. Maybe like ride in a hearse with a friend type. No. Yeah. Your pumpkin spice, pumpkin patches, and a, like, solid hike.
Yeah.
Spooky.
These are great questions. And I already know what you guys are. I think you're both, like, hearse girls.
Oh, I'm a fucking creep, but I love a corn maze.
Yeah, she's
But
like,
give me a spooky corn maze.
She's
I'm
like a
both.
Harvest.
Yeah.
With haunting.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to scare the shit out of you at a corn maze that's for children that is not scary. I'm going to bring you here. And I'm going to lather you up with some pumpkin spice bars, and I bake these for you. Let's pick pumpkins. And then also, I'm going to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, I really like to scare things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's true. We can pick corn together, then I'm going to leave you in a haunted corn maze. Yeah. And then I'll be like, wasn't that fun? You'd be like, I fucking hate you. Our friendship is over.
And I'm like, cool corn maze. When does the sun go down? And when is it haunted? And when can I walk through it? And then also, I have 17 Halloween costumes, each a different, like, they get scarier and scarier. Mm-hmm. And I like to glance in the mirror and be like, oh God, I forgot I was so scary. And that's fun.
We have to draw the line, though, now, because Aiden is terrified.
Well, yeah. He's a human being. I don't know. Okay,
I'm so bad.
Here's my theory in defense of myself. So you know how people who are like, you drink your coffee so sweet, you're a pussy chops. But scientifically, if you drink your coffee sweet, or if you don't like beer, it might mean that you have better taste buds and you taste more. And so the reason you don't like beer, you don't like hard, bitter coffee, is because you taste it at a high level.
Oh.
And I think when it comes to just general death and sorrow, I think I might have like a bloodhound's nose for it.
You taste it harder.
And I do not need a semi-employed actor from Studio City coming 100%. At me with a chainsaw.
Yeah, I could see that.
For $40.
Yeah.
Right.
And because I'm like, all it takes for me to pull over and weep about the state of humanity and like be crippled with terror about death is like to see an old man walking out of a 99 cents only store with like with a food item. And I'm like, is he okay? Is he eating enough? Does his family know where he is? Is he taken care of? What's his home like? And like, I can spiral into such sadness that I do not need to see like a paper mache corpse or like a mummy. I'm like, I'm good. I'm all filled up here on weird
Your
sorrow.
Your feels are too sharp. And I think that you can't compartmentalize that it takes you down a realistic spiral.
I just want to hug everyone.
Yeah.
All the time.
Unless they have a chainsaw. That's the
chainsaw's
moral
of
that
my
story.
Hard limit. Like, I
don't enjoy being chased out of a haunted place with a weapon that could potentially hurt me.
They don't have chains on them.
Yeah, but
you
know what?
But you can feel the air on your ear and shoulder when you're crying on the ground and that person is pressing their legs against you and laughing under their mask. It was 5 years ago, is where it was.
Yeah.
And it was very scary.
Or front. Can I tell you about one that I went to a couple years ago?
Yes, please.
I went to the Haunted Hayride, which is in Griffith Park, and LA haunted houses are pretty good because you have a ton of people who are art directors and prop masters and who do this for a living, and then you have a huge supply of actors who are like, give me a live theater experience.
Right.
I'm sick of having to go for pilot auditions. Mm-hmm. And so you have just like next level in character spooky people. You got Slenderman on stilts.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Who's maybe like not touring with Cirque du Soleil right now. You've got some top notch
some contortionist to do some ring shit.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I have been to a haunted house with a contortionist. And she's like, let me put myself through a tennis racket right now. So there's like top quality, right?
Yeah.
We are what Humboldt is to weed, we are to haunted houses, I think.
Excellent.
And so of artifice. And I was at one a couple years ago, and this guy was terrifying. He was this weird clown. He looked kind of like Zach Galifianakis in Baskets, but he came up to me and it gave me such a jolt until I smelled his breath, which was like winter fresh and so clean. No. And I was like, man, you gotta eat some sardines or something. Like,
right.
You just killed my fourth wall experience.
Right.
I know you're a good guy.
If you had a mint.
If you're chomping on Altoids before you scare someone in the face, right. You're a good person.
Aww,
you're not going to skin me alive behind a barn.
Yeah.
You care. So anyway, I'm just saying, if you're an actor in a haunted house, like, honestly, eat something rotten.
Dude.
Eat some canned oysters. I eat them all the time. They smell.
You have two in the cupboard. I noticed. It's great. I love it.
I have to wait until my boyfriend Jarrett's out of town.
Does he hate them?
He came in once and he was like, hours later, and he's like, it smells weird in here. I was like, does it smell like a porta potty? He's like, a little bit. He's like, oh, I ate something out of a can. They smell so gross. Like,
I was trash panda while you were gone. I like it.
They're a hobo delicacy. I love them.
I picture you eating it with a stick. And you have a bindle sitting next to you in a train car. Yep. It's my favorite vision.
I eat Vienna sausages at work, and it grosses everybody out straight out of the can because they're not cooked. So the other day I was like, well, I made it better for you, and I used like the hot water spigot on the cooler to just pour boiling water in it, let it sit in the can for like 10 minutes, and then they were like cooked.
No, you made hot dog soup. It's so gross.
I made it smell real strong.
Oh, no. I really didn't know anyone actually ate Vienna sausages. I thought they were only for earthquake kids.
I'm Earthquake Kids. That's my nickname. That's what they call me.
She's an earthquake kid.
I'm an earthquake kid.
Oh my God.
You're the safety that we all long for.
Oh. Sugar in.
Do they taste like hot dogs?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What was your weirdest or most embarrassing Halloween costume as a child?
I'm so glad you asked this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like you have some to choose from.
Oh boy.
I love it.
Okay. White sweatpants.
Okay.
White hooded sweatshirt.
Okay.
Felt horns.
Oh.
Patches of black felt all over it.
Excellent. Were you a cow? I see where this is going.
Yes. Two pillows. Two like couch cushiony, yes. Like throw pillows, unhusked and under my sweatshirt.
Ooh. Girl.
A tail. All of this. It sounds cute, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sounds like an utter delight.
It wasn't utter delight. I wrote about it in my diary. I was in eighth grade, which is too late for that.
Yeah. Eighth grade girls now dress like slutty nurses.
So I got to school and I was like, no one else is in costume. And I was like, I have made a huge mistake. It may have been ninth grade, actually. It was like just too old for it. And I was like, fuck, I'm wearing the pants. What can I do? What can I do with these couch cushions where my parents will get mad at me if I don't bring them home? Can I put them in my locker? So I had to like play it cool and just wear a deflated, like skinny cow sweatsuit most of the day and just be like, yeah, I like Halloween. And like no one else is dressed up. Anyway, there is a photo of me on my parents' porch in this outfit. And my dad was like, when we were growing up, my dad was so good at Halloween costumes. He used to make spider webs out of like just butcher like twine.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It looks so good.
Yes, and I'd wrap baby dolls in it.
Yeah.
Little wound up baby dolls and have a giant spider eating babies.
Oh, that's so cute.
See, I took it far.
No, I like it. They need to be wrapped up in saran wrap, like the pet that juices.
No, but that's what I did is I wrapped them in fake spider. I took a skeleton that was disassembled and wrapped it like it was a cocoon. Mm-hmm. And then I have a giant 6-foot spider above it. Like, we eat children. Do you want candy?
Also, we made those big balls of spiders where you do like garbage bags filled with newspaper. And then you wrap it in white garbage bag and you do all the little fake spiders. Or we just drew Sharpie spiders all over. And then you put a little bit of gauze.
Or the, like the white cobwebs, spider webbing.
And then you wrap it again and you do layers of it. And if you're crazy, you put a light inside of it. So it's a glowing nest of little spiders. And then all the fake plastic spiders are on the outside.
Oh, that's so smart.
It's going to hatch on you.
That's so smart.
So are you in front of this twine spider web in your cow costume just like beaming with pride? Or is it end of the day like sad because school defeated you?
No, this is pre-arrival. So I was all smiles. I was optimistic.
Can we get a copy? Can we get a photograph of that?
So, can we get an amen? Yes. So no one was dressed up? Like, nobody. There was no like, borderline inappropriate school, like, sexy nurse showing up?
I mean, confirmation bias. I'm sure it seemed like no one was, and I'm sure that, like, 30% were.
Yeah.
And there was probably, like, someone dressed as Heidi in, like, a Pippi Longstocking. Yeah. And, like,
or
maybe.
Just with cat ears.
Or,
as
like,
a
cowboy. Yeah. They walked in, and they're like, I'm just the guy in a plaid shirt and jeans today. Yeah. I gotta take off this take holster off and the hat and the hay out of my mouth. Like, oh, no.
Don't mind these boots. Yeah.
Everyone's just dressed a little different that day. It's not their regular.
A little bit. But, yeah, I'm sure that it seemed like zero people were, but when you walk in with like a, and you're in eighth or ninth grade with the body of Homer Simpson dressed as a cow, like I was a walking plush, like pear-shaped farm animal. It wasn't hot.
I love it.
Yeah. Did I mention I was a virgin until college?
Oh, girl.
Me too.
Oh, my. I wasn't. But let's move on. So, oh, my God. That's a really super good one. Hmm. A cow.
We're going to take something that's a little weird.
Okay.
That might make you feel a little, and then I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
And then it's more fun.
Okay. I like the word squicky. Will this make me feel squicky?
A little bit. Maybe. It's like a little, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the question is, what do you want etched on your tombstone? And that's heavy, right? That's a lot to think about, death and dying. Mm-hmm. But we play a game that I kind of just started, and then I talk about it all the time with people I'm with. And now it's just a thing where, like, we'll point at the TV and be like, that's a good one. That would be a funny one. So closed captioning, we use it anytime we watch anything. Mm-hmm. And in the little brackets, there's always funny, funny sound effects.
Yes.
The descriptors.
The descriptors for the sound effects are so good. And I think in brackets, everyone, like, someday in the future, every human should just have in brackets. Their final thing should just be a closed caption descriptor. Some really good one, uplifting cheers, sudden loud clamor. You know, there's like chains rattling, like just really there's off the wall. And once you see them and you think of it in this way, now from here on out, you'll see weirdo ones where you're like, oh, I want that, like flapping birds overhead. And you're like, yes, ooh, that would be cool on a tombstone. Ooh. So it's. That's really fun. And then we also got into a debate when we went to the cemetery here.
Oh, yeah.
Because we went to go visit Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And
it was beautiful.
We walked around the mausoleum area, and it was very beautiful. But we did, however, notice that two tombstones, side by side, husband and wife, the thing that was put on their etching said, all my love. On both. So we got into a debate of, like, A, children and grandchildren. You can't give all of your love to both of them.
You can have 200% of love.
That was a lazy choice.
Right.
Yeah.
That was rude,
and if
actually.
You felt bad giving all your love to grandpa, and now grandma passed, and you feel like, well, she knew we gave him all, we should also give her all the love. You know?
It's just a rude thing. I don't think it was very well thought through.
No.
I think it was just lazy, personally.
I think it was just an afterthought of like, well, we got to give her all the love, too.
It's like a box you check on the thing when you're filling it out. It's like, fuck, give her, I don't fucking know, give her all the love, too. I don't know.
Maybe one of them was a real bitch, though. I mean, like, I had grandparents where my grandma died and all of us were happy about it. She sucked. But what if one of them said love deficit was just like all out of love? I'm all out of love.
No love for you.
Ooh.
All the love went to him. No love for you.
I think if it said like a good 30% of allocated love, that would be honest.
It just says like 60-40 and it says 40-60. It's like
you
get this much.
Maybe we're thinking of it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Maybe all our love means nobody else gets it because we took it with us to the grave. Oh. We're buried with all of our
we
love.
We stole all the
so
love
go
back.
Fuck yourself.
All of our
all the
all
assets.
Of our estate. Yeah.
And love. We did it. We took it all and buried it with us.
Yeah, I bet you could find the relatives and ask them.
Like, so did she love you? I mean, how much therapy is she
paying
for?
Who really got all the love, or did you split it?
Oh, my gosh.
Did
so
you
what
split
would
it?
What would be your closed caption on your gravestone as an example?
Something probably that has to do with me being really clumsy.
Oh.
Unplanned fall. Or
like, how about
a descriptor of A, how I died, and then also, like,
How about abrupt rustling of leaves? That would be mine. That's,
I like
I feel
that
like that's
one.
A good descriptor of me as human.
Yeah.
I'm an abrupt rustling
like,
of leaves.
Like a thunderous clamor or something.
No,
for myself.
You. Okay, good. Yeah. I feel like that'd be
like,
mean
like
if you put that on mine.
Thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Aggressive sky thunder.
I
what would yours be?
I like that yours were autumnal. You know what it would probably be is like some kind of chewing noise, because I would probably I'd probably just
thoughtful gnawing,
thoughtful mastication,
or at least
distracted lip chewing.
Just like if whatever the sound of a whole tater tot is being swallowed, because that's probably what would do me under.
Oh, I've got a snap in hand. That physically
hurt. That was a
hurt.
Really good one.
I predict that, especially if it's an untimely death, I feel like it will be caused by being really hungry and being on the road and getting a table tots.
Wolfing like, down a tot.
Yeah, like you want to get an order of tots for the table? Yeah, let's get it. And then as soon as they arrive, eating one, it's too hot
scalding
for my mouth.
Tots.
So I just, I take it down, I just, down the hatch, that's when I die.
Yeah, nobody Wrong can hatch. Heimlich you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you pull out to reveal that the table tots were all for me. I'm alone.
Yeah.
And that's why no one Heimlich.
Oh, that end scene.
Yep. Yep.
Literally.
Yep. Oh.
Limited Heimlich action.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh, that's what that would be your caption?
Unlimited Heimlich.
No, I feel like it would be like deep fried death rattle.
Oh.
Ooh, a deep fried death rattle.
That nice. Was really dark. I like it.
I love closed captioning.
Oh, my God. Now I'm going to turn the fucking closed captions on at home.
It's
and Kelly
so
be like,
fun. It's also so you can watch your program while you're not ignoring your partner or shushing them. Mm-hmm. You're pretending you're listening, but you're still watching Riverdale.
Perfect.
You
know? Riverdale. My glasses are going to be a dead giveaway, but I'm going to get into this. It'd be great.
I like deep fried death rattle, though.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like it.
It's that final.
That's how I go.
The final wheeze, and then your breath is a little, like, yummy and salty. Your final breath would be just be like, a little salty.
It's like in Heather's when she's like, barbecue. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mine would just be like, aioli. Oh. I thought you meant I got to write what was on my tombstone. And I do have one for that.
No, you can't. Oh, you already have one picked?
Yeah.
Nice.
You're such
what
a
is
planner.
It?
Well, no, I would just...
Can we it in the Allie Ward font?
Yes, you can do it in the Allie Ward font.
Perfect.
And I just want... If I ever had a tombstone, I just wanted to say, it's okay if you build a condo over this.
Oh,
wait,
God.
No one, you know what I mean?
Nobody feels bad.
You're giving people...
Your
bad.
Your guilt after you're gone is devastating. Jesus.
Allison. There's only so much room on
the
planet. The
population, land sharing... I won't haunt you. It's fine.
It's cool. I'm not going to poltergeist you in your dreams. Like, you had to build a condo here. You need a place to live.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. You might poltergeist somebody.
You think
not
so?
On purpose.
I think, no, I think that it would be the most Casper the fucking friendly ghost situation where you'll show up and they'll be like, it's so weird. This spider keeps showing up in the hallway. We keep putting it outside. And then we hear somebody in the hall talking to this spider every night. It's you.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hi,
they
Charlotte.
Just see floating,
hey,
sparkly blue eyes in the mirror behind them. And they turn around and they're like, the eyes are gone.
And they're like, I just feel really pleasant and positive right now. It's really weird.
What? Who made my bed for me? Like,
who made me a to-do list of all the stuff I keep forgetting? That's crazy. Who opened the mail and said, too little, too late, on a note
who
next to
the
it?
Ice cube tray?
Where's someone too finding little, all this time? Late. She never had time in real life. But then when it was over, she found time for someone else.
Oh, my
else.
God.
I think I would be a poltergeist
to
just use all
butler.
Your conditioner.
Like, yes.
Why is there no conditioner left?
Yeah, softest ghost ever. Oh my God. Oh. Okay, speaking of ghosts.
Yes.
Do you have any ghost stories?
I'm trying to think of the creepiest one that's ever happened to me.
You have several? Bonnie,
Not
you have
really.
One too, right?
Yeah, but it involves you. Remember?
Oh, I want to hear this.
A couple.
Do you remember?
Dish. Okay.
I have one too. I'll tell mine after
yours. This is my creepiest one. I was going through a breakup. So, what do girls do when they're going through a breakup? I'm going to stay at my sister's house.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cut bangs and drink wine.
Well,
she'll cut bangs. I drink wine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She drank the wine for me. I probably cut my hair.
For sure.
In Shannon's old house, she had like fish tanks set up. So it was always like gurgling, like nightlight. And I had on some like Lifetime original, like Gal About Town, like new career movies on. And I was just trying to feel good. And it was like 1 a.m. And this was the first night. So this happened like 3 or 4 nights in a row to where I would hear her bedroom door open. Aiden was a toddler. So I would like sometimes help put him to sleep because it was like my greatest joy was to have his little baby eyes look at me in the
helpful.
Dark. And I was like, I love you so hard. So put him to bed, knew he's sound asleep. Shannon would come out
in her long white, like, old lady pajama dress and go into his room and check on him. And I was so tired at this point. I'm, like, watching the movie, and then, like, behind me is the long hallway. So I'm staring down the hallway, looking back at the TV, looking, waiting for her to come back out, thinking maybe she's going to go in the kitchen, get a glass of water or something. Nope, she would just, like, go back to bed, and I wouldn't catch it. I would fall asleep. So this happened several nights around. Then finally, one morning, I saw her, and she's, like, in, like, shorts and a tank top, which is, like, you know, like
my normal attire.
Yeah, just like regular comfy clothes. And I'm like, it's so weird that you wear your nightdress to bed, but then you like change to make coffee. That's weird. She's like, what nightdress?
Oh, no.
So the white nightdress you wear every night when you go to bed that's like to the floor with like puffy sleeves, like some vintage. And she goes, no. Like every night when you get up and go check on Aiden, she said, I don't go check on Aiden.
Ooh.
So she ended up leaving that house, but I think there was like a vintage. Yeah, I get goosebumps every single time. Yeah. It's so creepy to me. And I just watched, you know, and the just not see through, not it looked like Shannon, hair up in a bun, going from one room across to the other room.
Right, at the end of the room. Hallway. So it'd be all like going down. From your office to your room, but she was sitting like over by the garage door.
And I have very good vision.
She really does.
I have very good hearing.
Really good night
vision. The house
too.
Was very quiet. The dogs were like laying with me watching a movie, and they'd perk up, and I, you know.
No.
They perk up when Shannon would come out of the room. And so I was like, no big deal. But I thought it was so funny. She was changing into shorts and a tank top to make coffee in the morning. Just don't be ashamed of your bed gown. Why do you feel like you got to change?
And when she told me that, I was
comfy.
Like, that sounds cute. I would own one, but I don't have one.
Yes.
So, did you get any other weird, creepy feelings?
Not from that house. I didn't. I think that was your ghost.
Oh,
our
no,
house.
My dad. Oh, my dad mentioned her.
Yeah. What? Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
dad,
because he
dad
had nurses and stuff, and
yeah.
he mentioned having like a nurse ghost at the house.
I would like the record to reflect that I am holding myself
yes.
right now. I have my
she's embracing
around
herself.
My body,
and her eyes are closed.
And I just got very cold and have goosebumps.
Ooh,
that's creepy as fuck, man.
When you want another creepy one?
And that doesn't even feel like a ghost story to me. That just feels
what?
Like that
it's
just felt like a real life thing that had happened.
That's a story that involves a ghost, dude.
Oh, it.
But it was so real.
We have
that
so
my
many
brain
though.
Doesn't
because we're receptive to shit. It's weird.
Yeah.
I lived in a 1920s built house in North Portland with a girl roommate. I had a small dog. She had a Beagle Basset, big giant tank of a dog. They barked at the fucking mailman because he touched our house every day. And we were like, good for you. No home invasions. Really good guard dogs. We would go down to the cooler basement area to watch TV because it was cooler than upstairs. It was hot in the summertime. So it's nighttime. Her and I are down there watching paranormal shows because we're lunatics and we loved it. Binge watching some show with both our dogs. And all of a sudden we heard heavy footfalls upstairs in the hallway above us on the hardwood floor. She pauses the TV. Both dogs' shackles raise and they look up at the ceiling and her and I just look at each other. And it was so loud, I panicked and called the cops.
No.
We 100% thought it was a home invasion. Because we lived in, like, a neighborhood that, you know, had some shit happen sometimes. So we called. The officers were pounding on our doors and we were downstairs freaking out because all the doors are fucking locked. There was no one in our house. We had to go up and let them in. They searched the entire home and there was nothing. But after that, we heard a few different times individually, once with a date, another time together. We heard somebody, the footsteps start in the middle of a hallway where the whole floor of the whole upstairs is wood. So you can't start footsteps in the middle of a fucking hallway. So it was like the footfalls would start in a weird place, stop in a weird place, but it was isolated in a spot that made no sense. But then we started paying closer attention to where our dogs would be looking at the hallway from the bathroom to the bedroom, and they would like see something or hear something we didn't see. And I got crazy and looked up the history of the house, and there was the original owner of it when it was built, a soldier came back and it was a soldier's house. And we joked, we were like, well, it's probably just, you know, soldier dad boots just walking around the hallway, just like residual, like that's just what he did in the morning, like got up for work, did his thing, put his work boots on, I don't know. And as soon as Kelly moved into that house, when my roommate left, I never heard it again. Once another male presence was in the house. So we thought that it's just, it was like a guardian thing. We took it as a positive so that I wouldn't lose my fucking mind having Stompy McStomperson pacing our hall at night. God. It was real weird. Yeah.
Bonnie has like ostrich skin, full body.
Yeah.
It's my good. Legs are just so
we have
bumpy.
So many weird.
And I just saw a shadow
like
of like a huge swooping hawk fly by, perfect. But I saw the shadow on the ground.
It
was and
just
I was
my
like,
ghost.
Oh,
it's fine. It's a ghost hawk. Yeah. It's totally different.
I do have neighborhood crows.
So you
they're fantastic.
Had
you
had a full on bird parade.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It was crazy. It was sundown and.
It was sundown.
It was dusk upon the Hollywood Hills.
It was. And the dusk flight was crazy town. And we filmed just hordes of birds coming down.
What's crazy is that same evening, our friends that were at Disneyland, they were trying to take video and family videos. And they're like, we can't. In their stories on their Instagram, it was just, this is too loud. And it was like crows filling all the, they're like, why are all these crows at Disneyland?
Because well, it's Halloween, Halloween decorated. Yeah, they put Halloween the pumpkins deck. Out. So yeah. Those are Disney crows. You're right. Welcome. They sing
hired,
when you turn around.
They're on the payroll.
Yeah,
like,
they
it's
probably
pretty serious.
Peanut them every, yes.
Just I would.
Yeah. Kind of like a, like you throw out bird seed, but just peanuts. Just whole peanuts. Yeah.
Peanuts.
And little things peanuts. Of little aluminum trinkets and golden jewels.
Bubbles.
Tiny
yeah, bubbles.
Dead mice. Oh, just yeah. a sack of dead mice. Cinderella's just throwing them out.
Mm-hmm. Cinderella.
Former staff. This one used to dress me. Now you can eat it. I did just go to Disneyland not long ago, and I missed the Halloween spooky stuff. But I know, pretty bummed. But I'm trying to think. Oh, ghost story. So yeah. I looked at a lot of houses before I got this one, and the one that I almost got was built in the 20s, and it had a lot of different owners, and I kind of had a vibe to it, and I wondered what else happened there. And then I ended up getting this one, and there was only two owners, and I knew the last owners were alive. And then I happened to see them, and I was like, who was the one owner before you? Just to see if it was someone who had died in a grisly way or choked
on a buried
on
the property.
I know. Whoa. And they just said he was a bachelor that owned a piano, and he moved. And I was like, oh, so no one's died in this house.
Oh, yeah.
Because
so
there's
cool.
only two owners. And so, yeah, so I didn't feel any spookies, but I did move into, I did live in an apartment building for many, many years before that was definitely haunted. And every single person, you would go downstairs to let them in and they go, oh man, this place seems haunted. And you're like, oh yeah, everyone says that.
Oh.
It looked like the Tower of Hollywood Tower of Terror. Yeah, like Art Deco. And I guess John Lennon used to stay there. And I knew a guy who lived there before me, and he said he used to see ghost toddlers and his instruments would play
themselves.
Oh
my god. Ghost toddlers, I think, is my new chainsaw. Jesus Christ.
That's my new band name is Ghost Toddlers.
What's worse than someone going through their terrible twos is a dead one who can go through walls.
Yes.
Like,
just tantrum the fuck out of everything.
It's literally dreams I've had. Yeah.
Your bathwater just keeps draining and you don't know why and you're like, what the fuck?
Or bubbles filling with fucking bubbles. Oh god.
What if you had a band called Polter Tantrum?
Ooh, by
I
the Ghost
like
Toddlers?
That.
Or Polter Toddler would
ooh,
be pretty good.
It's
also.
Just a now we're making a Halloween album.
Yeah. Of just super brat, super dead brats. Yeah. Have you guys ever seen those pictures of old photographs that they used to take when like they had tin types and daguerreotypes where it's the pictures of dead children they used to
do. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wait. Yeah.
You've never seen those?
Wait a second.
So when children died before they did burials and stuff, they would like set them all up and take the pictures of them.
Sleeping.
Like
pictures.
In memorandum.
What the fuck?
Yep. Yeah. So there's, I know.
No.
So there's like tin types and daguerreotypes because that was the only record of them. So it was kind of like a death mask, but it was in a, I know.
Mm-mm.
I know.
Gross.
I have a friend that died and their family put a, his family put a picture of him in the casket on Facebook, and I was
like,
I was
like,
no,
there.
That's
not.
That's too much, dude.
Yeah, it was really weird. I was there at the open casket funeral, and it was pretty intense, but it was really weird to see it on Facebook.
I feel like that's too many steps.
I never saw a ghost in that apartment, but the first day that I lived there, I was really terrified because I knew that there had been ghosts, and I moved there because I lived in a shack that the roof fell in and my neighbors both got shot at. And
oh my god.
It was like the place that I moved from, it was like there were like real snipers that live in the alley, and they shot two of my neighbors that lived in, I lived
why?
In the back house.
I mean,
okay.
Because Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yeah. Yeah, there was, so there was a sniper that lived in the alley, and the people who lived in the front house, I lived in this god. In this shack of a back house. Both of their car windows got, like their back windows got shot through. And so that happened that week. And then the roof caved in, and then the person who was hired to fix the roof. My landlord met in Narcotics Anonymous, and he left like a note in my nightstand drawer with his phone number.
Ew.
Saying to call him. He loved me. And that also, if anyone tried to fuck with me, that he would shoot them. And I was like, this is a lot of information to process about one house. So I moved. And I moved into the haunted apartment. And I was like, well, how much worse could it get? Because like, ghosts don't have guns or dicks. You know? So I'm like,
I've heard about ghost dicks.
But definitely dudes that are in your house and leaving weird notes for you. Probably
more aggressive dicks.
They probably have dicks to deal with more than a ghost. Yeah, so I was like, okay. So so I moved, and my first night there, I was terrified. And I did have this sleep mask that I used. I couldn't find it anywhere. I was like, I swear I had it the first night. It was like the second night. I was like, where did I couldn't find it anywhere. And then the next day, I was unpacking a box, and I found it at the bottom of a sealed box.
No.
And I was like, that's weird.
It got repacked somehow.
I like when ghosts move shit. I think that that's really crazy.
I like when they clean shit.
That'd be dope. I don't know that there's a lot of like house cleaning ghosts. I need to find me one of them house cleaning ghosts.
Like an OCD ghost.
Oh, it's I need a really grandmotherly, like old lady babysitting ghost that also cleans my house.
Isn't it weird, just side note, detour, how many TV shows in the 80s had like butlers and housekeepers?
Yes.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You didn't have that shit. Like, no. Mr. Belvedere. Yeah. Mrs. Garrett. Like,
even who's the boss?
Jeffrey on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. Who has all these live-in au pairs? No. Who's doing this?
The nanny. That also the was nanny. Very not real.
I would like to see, like, a genre of weird nanny au pair sitcoms and just see how many there are out there, because that's a weird trope.
Or
Yeah.
Or
oh, no.
A reality competition show where all of the previous ones from those nannies. Shows compete in a cleaning
it's
show.
Called The Help.
Oh.
Oh, no? No. No, no. There's already something called that. Dang it. Okay.
That. Yeah. Oh, Alice from Brady Bunch?
Yes.
But, and chauffeurs. I think that also brackets in there.
Yeah.
That was also
The Help.
Weird.
But either way, so I never saw any ghosts after that. I did, like, ask the ghost, like, listen,
please
I get it that you kick it
shit.
Here. This is a 40-unit building. It would be just dope as hell if you would just head up to the fifth, maybe down to the third floor.
Pick someone else, man.
I got nothing for you. I got a lot of anxiety already. It would be just super cool if you would leave.
I'm picturing you having a legit open conversation with the air about this, and
oh,
I love
sure.
it so much.
Like, for sure I did.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm like, I feel like I'm a little superstitious about that, where mm-hmm. I think that we haven't quite figured out dark matter. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff with multiverses people are crunching some numbers on, man. And so I'm like, if we were to find out scientifically that ghosts exist, I wouldn't mm-hmm. be like that surprised. I'd be like, well,
no,
100%. We didn't know what germs were.
We didn't know what radio waves were. We didn't realize we could tap into sonar and radio wavelengths on different channels than what we exist on. Yeah. And now those things are what we use in our phones.
Right.
Wi-Fi. Like, that shit's real. And for some reason, we're like, of course we all have Wi-Fi. No.
Yeah.
There could be more layers to your salad, bro, and it's full of ghosts.
Isn't it cool to think
ghost
that
salad.
Every spider has a ghost? So, like, just in general, wherever you're sitting, you're covered in fucking ghost spiders everywhere. Think of how many spiders are in the earth that died. Just ants, ghosts. They're all over you.
Yeah.
Cockroach ghosts.
Oh, baby ones.
The amount of bodies of previously living things that I'm picturing is alarming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Possum ghosts. They just come and curl up and they mm-hmm. they kick it on your porch. You can't
those
see them.
Aren't the misty hills in the distance.
No.
Those are piles of ghost bug bodies things. That mm-hmm. are ghosts.
Hmm. I bet dead dolphins are kind of dicks.
They're just out fucking everything.
They are. And I feel like dolphins are already like precocious kind of know-it-alls mm-hmm. of the sea. And I kind of feel like a dolphin ghost would pull some shit that you're like, I get it. Super funny dolphin.
Heard that one last time.
Yeah. That leads me to my question of,
oh, no.
How superstitious are you?
A million?
Yeah.
A million superstitious?
A million, yes. A million superstitious.
What's the measurement of superstition?
The limit does not exist.
Limit. Yeah. Infinity superstition.
Yeah.
I have to tap the outside door of a plane 4 times. Only because, this sounds like an OCD thing, but which it is. But I dated this guy who was a lovely man, and he had OCD as a child and as an adult. But he would have to tap, his favorite number was 4, so he had to tap the outside of a plane 4 times before he'd get on. Mm-hmm. And so when we would travel, we were just Thailand together, we hopped on all these, like, you know, little planes and stuff. And so he'd have to tap it. So then I was like, well, fuck, if he's tapping, I better tap it too.
Oh.
And so then we broke up 10 years ago, and every plane I have gotten on in the last 10 years, which is
a lot of planes,
a million planes.
You live in the sky.
I live in the sky. God. I have to somehow tap it lightly 4 times. And that is the only thing I'm OCD about, or only thing I'm superstitious about. But it's kind of like a just, here we go again. And I have to do it in a way that looks like I'm just bracing myself on the outside of the fuselage.
You're
just,
like,
I'm just.
Because you don't want to scare the other patrons.
No.
And
be
like,
that weird girl.
Hold on, my suitcase is stuck. Oh, I freed it. But wait again.
Yeah.
Tap, 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 tap.
I think that's exactly how you get a star on your license. I think that we read about that. Where then you become one of those people that are like, Red, have you gone and watched
this one? But that's the only, like, physical manifestation I have. But I am superstitious about optimism, where I feel like if I
wish it.
Yeah, like, if I go into something being like, I'm not going to get this, I'm going to fuck it up.
Oh, yeah.
I will fuck it up, and totally. I won't get it. And so I have to pump myself up. Like, my inner jock jam is just a shameless optimism.
I love it.
Where that's, like, what I have to use to be like, okay, I can do this. It's going to happen. Pretend it already happened. So that's kind of what I'm superstitious about. But that plane tap thing, if you ever see me get on a plane,
oh, man.
It's so subtle.
That's so funny.
I hope no one's ever thought I'm like wiping anything on the outside,
or
like a booger or something.
Adding, like you're putting something on the plane, like you're tapping a little like C4 up on
beep,
there.
Beep, 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 do you guys want to know my favorite superstition?
Yes.
That was government sanctioned?
Fuck yes, I do.
Okay. So, I grew up in the Bay Area. And and one day the earth farted and rumbled and people died. And this was the 89 quake. It was October 17th. So the 89 quake was a huge, massive. Things collapsed. It was awful. It was during the World Series. So everyone was, and it was the A's versus the Giants. So all eyes were on the Bay Area anyway, which is crazy. And so it happened at 5:04, and there's video of like in the stadium, the whole stadium rumbling. And yeah, like freeways collapsed on themselves. It was terrifying. My dad usually took that freeway home from work, and he was, we couldn't get a hold of him. And so I remember sitting on the porch thinking, like, what would I, like, bartering, like, what would I give up to make sure my dad is safe? Like, would I cut off an arm? Of course, would I cut off? And anyway, he showed up late. He'd made it. But part of the East Bay Bridge portion collapsed, the span. And they had to re-weld it. And when they did, fucking Caltrans commissioned a goblin sculpture that they welded on the outside of the bridge that was supposed to protect the bridge from any further.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I know. Any further collapses or deaths. God,
I love that shit.
And I always thought about it. I mean, for the next... They have recently rebuilt that span of the bridge, and they've taken down that other span. They rebuilt it, but you know, and this is only recently in the last like 5 years. And I wonder what happened to that goblin if they put it on the new one. And like, how ceremoniously did they, like, I want to talk to someone in Caltrans and be like, what'd you do with the fucking goblin?
Oh my
dude?
God. Did they take it off?
I don't
know. Oh, never ever going on that bridge now.
I know. Ooh, but I thought about it every time I crossed. And I mean, I crossed that bridge thousands of times. And I thought about that little metal goblin that was welded on. And I just think it's so interesting that even though these are engineers, these are people who build
Structures. You know?
Dude, the power of juju is so real.
But it's so Greek for someone to build something that's like bigger than humans and then throw like an entity or a deity on it for like a cloaking thing.
Right.
Like, it's so old school.
Okay, speaking of weird.
Yeah.
Have you ever, and I think I know the answer to this, but I might be surprised. I have been so far. Have you ever fucked with a Ouija board?
No.
No.
Have you ever played Light as a Feather?
Ooh.
I think so. We used to play Bloody Mary. Nothing has happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the scariest thing that can happen near a toilet is definitely like a blood-soaked virgin apparition. So yeah, Bloody Mary used to freak me the fuck out. Light as a Feather, I think we tried. Didn't work, but I won't fuck with a Ouija board.
Do you know anybody that ever has?
I don't think I do, but there is a study that was conducted by, I think, a Polish researcher about the social psychology of a Ouija board and, like, who's pushing it, who's lying, what kind of movement is necessary in order to, like, trick another person to thinking it's moving on its own. And I really would love to interview him about...
Absolutely.
Because I love that someone's so taken by a Ouija board, they devote, like, research grant money to it. But I was always way too scared of it. To me, that just felt like I would sooner talk to a man offering candy out of his van than a board game. That's
right about the same age, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I can handle the alive man, but this whatever is going to come through this board, no good can come. No one's ever like, hi, I'm contacting you through your Ouija board to let you know that whoever owns a Nissan Sentra left their lights on in the parking lot. It's always weird shit.
No, it's always dead kids in bathtubs and the ghost of a guy that looks like Abraham Lincoln. Were you there when we burned the Ouija board in the driveway?
What? What happened?
No.
Oh. So I think we had a liar in our midst, but I don't know. But we were so wound up, and this is like... when we were still having sober fun. Can't imagine how this would have gone if we were all stoned or drunk. But we were like middle schoolers, not yet doing anything real crazy. We were doing real wholesome bullshit fun. And we had four or five girls over. And we were doing the Ouija board situation and asking questions and like spelled a name. It was like with the whole distance. But that house, we saw figures in the corners and stuff too. So we had like inkling and reason to want to do it, not just for funsies out of nowhere. And then I think somebody already knew something about the house before we were playing, because there was a kid that died in that house, that died in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was a kid that died of pneumonia. But they, in the thing, they were like, oh, yeah, Johnny died in the bathtub. And we're yeah, it was all horrifying. Super bizarre. We scared ourselves so badly that we took the Ouija, we confirmed with the gossip between us with no Google available at the time that of course, the only way to rid ourselves of the demons that our fingers had produced was to burn it in the driveway.
Yeah.
And the neighbors eventually called her dad in the middle of the night because they were like, do you know you have a fire in your driveway? Like, it was a big, weird thing. And it burnt. We put it in the trash can. Trash can caught on fire a little bit. It melted the top of the trash can lid. We all got in trouble. It was crazy.
As well so, you should at that age.
It was, but we all had nightmares about it. Like, it's self-induced trauma that's super fucked up from all the horror movies we watch, basically. But it was like, I don't know. I'll never know if it really was anything. I'm not saying it was. I'm not saying it wasn't because I can't debunk it. But if I want to hear what that scientist has to say about debunking that shit.
If you were my kids, I would have been like, it's totally fine if you set the driveway on fire, melt whatever you want, put us at a fire hazard, but don't you let these demons into the house.
Right. Exactly.
I would have been more concerned about the Ouija board than the fire.
We didn't have one in our house.
Right. I bought it at Goodwill and I brought it to Tiff's house.
Oh, at a Goodwill?
Right. Yeah. It's a used Ouija board.
Yeah.
Right.
Whoever is donating that to Goodwill is done mean. With it.
I want to buy a bunch and donate it to Goodwill on camera to see what the Goodwill people do, because I wonder if they wouldn't want it. I wonder if there's more there. Ooh.
You come in a black costume or purple and you donate them and just make eye contact. And then I'll come in like a white or a light blue witch costume and I'll donate like sage and
crystals.
You know, like essential oils.
Holy water.
Yeah. Sure. Just be like,
was the other gal here yet? Okay, good. Here.
Just
here's
old,
what you do.
Old spring top bottles filled with like a tinged liquid. You're like, you're going to need these for those.
Yeah.
And then that you just leave. That's a really great prank.
Yeah, that'd be a good prank.
Can we do that? Put it on Patreon? That's a great idea.
That's creepy.
Okay. I have a real doozy for you.
Ooh. Yeah, bring it.
I need you to rank these treats from best to worst.
Mm-hmm.
Hubba Bubba.
All right.
Laffy Taffy.
Okay.
Mike and Ike's and Tootsie Rolls.
Fuck.
Right? They're the hard ones.
Yeah, why'd you do this to me? Okay, from best to worst or from worst to best?
From best to worst. Ooh. Like top awesome to garbage town.
It really depends on how fresh they are and how banana
all
flavor
fresh.
They are. Okay.
Ooh.
Top Tootsie Rolls, because nothing like a gooey Tootsie
Rolls. Wow, is your top cyst?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
And then a Mike and Ike's. Again, prefer it not to be crystallized and hard.
Mm-hmm.
Then Hubba Bubba,
mm-hmm.
because Hubba Bubba is good
so
for
good.
3.5 minutes.
Right.
And then get it out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. And then Laffy Taffy. Laffy Taffy is the product of a dental industry that is screwing us over.
Plastic. Oh.
It's
like
flavored
this.
Plastic, but it got
it
jokes.
Is.
It's got terrible jokes, and it has a capacity to rip out every single filling you've ever had and give you more cavities. Mm-hmm. And also, the banana flavor corrupts all the other flavors in the bag.
That's my favorite flavor.
You're the work of Satan.
This is amazing to me, because I think Tootsie Rolls, a.k.a.
That's her bottom of
tiny
the
baby dog doo-doos.
No, that's what they are, yeah.
Right. They don't belong in suckers. That's devil's work. Why would you put that in the middle of a perfectly good hard candy? I don't understand it.
They're great.
Wow.
When you go into like a realty office or something, or you walk into someone who works in an office and they have like a fresh bowl of Tootsie Rolls.
Wow.
You're like, sweet. I'm not, I don't care about a Tootsie Pop. It's too much work. Right. But a Tootsie Roll, they're small nuggets. They're chocolatey, but they're not too chocolatey. And they taste like friendly wax.
Oh, okay. I like a vanilla midgie. But, like, they have full bags of just vanilla Tootsie Rolls. And I'm into it. Do you want to this or that?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Hot mode. That's what we call it now.
Hot mode.
We don't call it that.
Hot mode.
I like hot mode. Hot mode.
Oh,
you
got to
say it like that.
Yes or that.
Okay.
Pirate or ninja?
Ooh. Pirate.
I thought that's what
we had to know whose side she was on in the great debate before we even jumped into this.
Totally.
I think pirates are ethically shittier, but I like their fashion. I mean, ninjas could be doing like a good hit for someone else, but and I do like wearing all black, but I do feel like I'm wearing a bandana, you know, now.
Yes.
So I'm gonna say pirates.
Yeah,
bring it on.
Ninjas are too quiet. I could never be a ninja, so I'd have to default to a pirate.
I'm too clumsy.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't
totally.
Be a good pirate either.
The worst ninja.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Real bad.
I'd either be hurting myself or I would already be injured to where I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm trying, but my foot.
Nobody would ninja roll into a room and be like, oh, she'd fuck herself up rolling into a couch or something.
Yeah, rolling's hard.
Ninja rolls. I'm exhausted thinking about it.
Yeah.
Pumpkins. Eat them or carve them?
Eat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're
delicious.
I have a pumpkin cookbook on my shelf. And also I've talked to a few different cucurbitologists recently who are like, enough with the carving.
Eat it.
These fuckers take a lot of water.
They do. So,
and they're good.
They're so good for you, too.
They used to feed them to cows.
I know.
I mean, great.
Yeah, but they used to feed lobsters to peasants. So
I know. But yeah, I like it. I'm into it.
They're delicious. Delicious.
Yeah. There you go. Sisters.
Oh, candy apple or popcorn ball?
This is a great question.
It is.
Candy apple all the way. I love popcorn, but I got boned so hard. A popcorn ball did me so dirty, and I needed a new crown on my tooth. It cost $1,200. Never again. Popcorn you don't know what's ball. Going on in a popcorn ball.
That's true.
You
what's
know what
the
I mean?
Center made of?
You razor don't know.
Blades. That's how, my childhood.
But they could take those unpopped ones at the end and fold it into the ball. The next thing you know, you're making an emergency Saturday dentist appointment. So true. And I also like that the outside of a candy apple is so bad for you, and the inside is like fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good balance.
It's like the apple dressed up for the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, I know you're an apple under there. We've been through this every year.
Right? You're like, you're sneaky and delicious. Oh my gosh. Cloak or wings?
Cloak.
I don't need wings.
Mm-hmm.
Wings hit other people at a party, and right? A cloak is a blanket with pockets, dude. Oh,
it's a fucking snuggie. You're totally right.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh.
Especially, it's Halloween. It's end of October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need
you
as
could,
much coverage
you could
as possible.
Cloak.
True.
Yeah, it keeps you warm, but you could also cloak on after Halloween.
Oh yeah.
Just like it starts snowing, you just grab your cloak.
Grab the cloak. 100%.
It keeps giving.
It's a versatile one too.
I think you own a cloak.
I do.
What color?
I own a cloak.
I have a red cloak.
What?
So I have a little red riding hood. I also have a black cloak. That's true. Yeah, a Maleficent cloak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I have a Game of Thrones cloak of my own. Design.
I do want to say that my haunted apartment that I moved out of had a milk door, and in the milk door all year round for 8 years was stashed an emergency Halloween costume that had a fur hat, a fake mustache, some earrings, a pirate's eye patch, and some other stuff, and it was in a Ziploc bag that was written emergency Halloween costume. And it's been there for 8 years, and I moved, and it was still in there.
That's brilliant. I need to hide more shit in walls.
We used to hide and bury treasures and little secret maps and stuff, and mm-hmm. we moved a lot. Didn't matter. It was, combos of kids. So, mm-hmm. Shannon and I hid treasures in one house. My brother and I hid a jar in the next house. Then they hid stuff in the other house, buried it in the yard.
We also found weird shit, though, because there was a full panel of shelves, in-wall shelving, that they just drywalled over at one of the houses. And I was like, why aren't you filled with cool books from another time? That's bullshit. Cool. Yeah. Secret rooms.
We tried to leave treasures behind.
Yeah.
So good.
The little kid.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to leave weird keys.
That tile.
Up on top of door jams.
Yeah.
Like, just random keys that don't go to stuff.
So people would go search and adventure.
Yeah. Because I think it's fun.
Aww. Yeah, I like it.
In our minds, they were found by other curious kids who
I bet they were. I bet they were.
Give them mystery. They'll think a ghost did it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Ghost keys.
Salem Witch Trials or the Blair Witch?
Mm. Oh, come on. This question's insulting.
I know.
Obviously the Blair Witch. JK. The Salem Witch Trials.
Right.
Was it a fungus rust? Was it hysteria? Was it misogyny? Who smelled like what? Who knows? People checking each other for moles? Burning witches? I mean,
yeah,
that is some serious fear-based Americana.
The drown Blair Witch, testing?
Yes, all of it. So the Blair Witch, I appreciate what they did for cinema verite. Not any.
If you ever went into a poorly lit room and your friend was standing in a corner, tell me you wouldn't fucking leave that house so fast.
Oh, the fastest.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
I'd unfriend them on Facebook before I got out the door. You're like, we're done.
I was your ride, but
blocked.
Bye.
Yeah.
I called you an Uber.
No, I didn't. You're Blair Witched. I don't need to call you an Uber.
It's just that you were in the corner being like, oh my God, look at this spider I found. And she's just
she
left you in the woods.
Oh, man.
That's a new fun
Nards.
Scenario for me.
I'm like, you guys, it's a cicada shell. Where'd you go? Hey, guys. Where are you?
Will you turn on the light so I can see this better?
I'm awful cold.
Oh.
Does anyone want Del Taco?
Anybody? Mom?
It's constantly abandoned.
Spooky decorations or silly decorations?
Spooky. I mean, silly's not the time for Halloween. It's got to be spooky. I get it. We need bats. We need skeletons. We need witches.
You gotta do it right.
I passed a decoration today of like a sawed off top half of a dead man in a hedge. And it's just so funny that like any other time of the year.
So inappropriate.
But it's like, well, it's October. So
I'd be like, good for you with your purple lights and your body parts and your lawn.
There's always, and this is hurts my heart so much, but there's always a few people, I feel like every year, every couple of years, that are hanging and people think they're decorations and they're not.
Yeah. That's spookier. Yeah.
There was a guy who died of, I think, a heart attack on his balcony, his apartment or condo balcony in LA a few years ago, and nobody reported him for a while.
They just thought it was a decor?
Same with a woman in a tree. And so it's like this time of year is the only time of year where you could drive by a body hanging from a tree limb and be like, I love October.
You know what?
If that were July,
that's so true.
Yeah. It's a weird, dark time where we all collectively decide, like, just fuck our brains in terms of what is normal.
Dude.
Yeah.
What I was just looking at from an aspect of debating for silly decorations. That's what I was, and this took a turn where now I feel like you can't talk about puns on tombstones and how I enjoy them so much.
You can.
Oh, God.
I was going to tell her. You want dark Halloween stuff,
right?
I'll deliver.
Remember where I go too dark?
No, when we were kids, our dad took us dark pretty quick because he taught us movie magic wounds and makeup and stuff.
He painted eggshells.
We were like,
eyeballs, realistic eyeballs, like on
and
them.
And made dummies
and
on the
porch. And
put
them under masks.
Yeah.
So it looked like real human eyes were looking out of
here's
these,
the creepy thing. Yeah. So for like, we would start decorating what? Like
October, September.
End of September, early October. We'd have 3 or 4 stuffed dummies in our clothes, different ages, sitting in chairs on our big, huge front porch. Mm-hmm. Creepy lights. Sometimes I would rig a piece of dental floss or fishing line from the mailbox thingy and then put it through the door thing so that when people came up, you could clank it from the inside and scare the shit out of them. Not on Halloween when the mailman came, because that's funny. God. So we had the haunted, creepiest fucking porch
October
ever.
October 1st comes. You're walking to school. But it's the first day you see bodies.
Yeah.
You have 30 full days to walk past
to be
the
conditioned.
House, be conditioned to see these things, and they are no longer scary because they're just stuffed things on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
But then October 31st, our dad would swap places with not like the one near the door, but the like second one in, wearing the exact same clothes as a dummy that's been there for 30 days.
Yep.
And he would wait until not only did they come up, ring the doorbell, trick or treat, get candy, thank you. And then he would rise and chase them down the stairs down onto the sidewalk.
Such transferred trauma.
Oh, that's so good.
But
that's
when he got tired, the dummies were all different sizes. Mm-hmm. So we had wounds, bloody face. We had like a hanging eye one time.
God.
Really good shit. That was the most fun ever, was totally terrifying the shit out of people and like looking like creepy ass dead bodies. But it like the whole month of October, people are like, oh, dead people. Oh, they have sawed off legs in their lawn.
It's so normal. And he like played with that idea. And now as an adult,
so
I'm like, that's like the coolest thing I could have learned from watching an adult in my life.
And
it's like, let's just get them used to it.
Yep.
And then fuck with them.
Yep.
And that's how we were raised.
It was
a little bit.
I will say, he never did it to the little kids. It was a lot of
older
kids.
Oh, yeah. It was all in good. It was, he was very
He wasn't
Disney
a
heart.
Fucking monster.
He had like a Disney heart.
And I do feel like any other day of the year, though, that would probably be like, misdemeanor
lawsuit.
Emotional abuse, but it's
100%.
Like, it's Halloween. You come up here dressed like a zombie, I'm going to fuck with you.
Totally. And heaven forbid you're too old for trick-or-treating and you're pulling that shit. Oh, he'd chase you down the block. It was so good.
Pet costumes, yes, or pet costumes, no.
100%. That's why you adopt an animal.
Yeah.
Is to dress them up in the pet
costume. You got to make him a hot dog. You got to put an elf mask on him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You got to do the thing where the front legs look like their arms. There's
the people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone riding them.
Yes.
A dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is why you have pets. I don't know what Grammy's going to be.
Oh.
This is going to be good. I don't know what.
I'm excited. Man.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do, but yes, 100% yes. And if there's a pet Halloween parade, weekend before Halloween or something in a park,
yeah,
and they're selling caramel corn and stuff, I'm there.
We did that with our, we had a pug, and he was the coolest one to dress up because he loved the attention. And we put a little saddle and a little cowboy hat on him, and we put a Woody doll on him. So then he was a cowboy dog. It was the weirdest thing ever. Yeah. The best. And then he was a butterfly another time, which he got the most attention for.
I don't know what she's going to tolerate, but there's definitely going to be some attempts.
Like sunglasses.
Put it.
Oh, really?
Oh, we.
Really?
Right.
How did you find that out?
She told us.
Really?
We had a deep talk.
She whispered in my ear.
Interesting you found that information out. Yeah. It must be by maybe some deep Googling, but nothing experiential.
No. She was like, hey, I like peas, but I don't like Bonnie's sunglasses.
What happens when she has sunglasses on?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. Cool. Good. You passed. You passed.
I think a good tutu and a flower crown on that little biatch. I love this.
Oh, she just looked up with such a start. Like, who's a biatch? You're
okay. Sorry, madam. I apologize. You're okay. My mistake.
We're
going to figure it out. A pantsuit. A puppy pantsuit.
Oh, Jesus.
I was thinking...
she a business dog?
What if we put...
Grammy 2020.
Like little rabbit ears, and we just call her a dust bunny because she's kind of like...
That's cute.
Okay, that's really fucking cute.
I'm working on it. I'm workshopping it. I'll let you know.
Or like a little cape. She's got bat ears.
Yeah, that's true.
She's real cute. Okay. Vampire or mummy?
Mummy. I like being swaddled. I mean, you get swaddled and the... all anyone wants a mummy to do is just go take a nap.
True story. Mm-hmm. And they're warm.
They're warm. They're fully clothed. True. You don't have to take anything from anyone. You're just like, all you're out is you're like, who stole my vase? Right. Who took my golden objects? I need them to get over the river Styx. Can I just have them back and then I'll go back to bed? Exactly. But I feel like a vampire is expected to be really hypersexual all the time and not fully clothed. And sometimes it's like, just because I'm a hot vampire, it doesn't mean I want to dive into your neck. You're gross. You smell bad. Yeah. You're not funny. I don't want to
your type drink from negative. You.
Yeah, it's hard enough to try to find someone to vibe with, but then also to drink their blood. It's like,
what's your blood type? First question on a date. It's a little rough.
Yeah. What kind of diseases do they have?
Right.
I just want to get swaddled up. Night.
I like that. You smell like herbs and spices from all the embalming. You sure do. I like that.
And if you do anything stupid, you're like, I'm so sorry. Someone pulled my brains out with a crochet hook.
Oh. And if there's spills, you're absorbent?
Sure.
Right.
I love it. And you can always, you can be vengeful against colonization. I think it's cool. Ooh, vampires live forever, too. And like, who has those retirement funds?
No one.
Not me.
No.
Vampires are
suspicious.
True.
I'm all for the really good SPF, too. And
it's also, she's like hiding from the sun under her hiding from the sun right now. She's like,
that's what a vampire would say.
I just want to be wrapped up.
Yep.
In a nap.
You want to give up garlic?
Mm-mm. I mean, never, actually.
If you're on a FODMAPs diet, you can't have that stuff anyway. But essentially, vampires are like, I am sun sensitive. I'm on a FODMAPs diet.
Super paleo.
I have to keep sourcing hot blood all the time.
I'm anemic.
Everyone wants to fuck me all the time.
Right?
I'm a million years old. I'm bored. And a mummy's just like, catch you later, you guys.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go in my tomb. Knock and drill through the hole if you need me. Rob me if you need me. It's great. And they get buried with their pets and stuff. And
oh, yes. That's true.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, sometimes they kill your pets and your servants and stuff, but whatever.
I mean.
Yeah.
This is the longest and best this or that.
I know. I concur. Sorry. No, I don't be. So no, much. Sorry. It's so good.
Yeah. Treats. Chewy or crunchy?
Chewy. I'm going chewy.
All right. Excellent. Because first try. Well,
which one?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do we got? What do we got? Mm-mm-mm.
This is called an enjoy kick.
Enjoy
K-E-K. Enjoy keck.
I enjoy keck.
It is a mosaic keck with orange sauce.
Ooh.
And it is a delight.
I love her reading packages. It's actually my favorite.
Enjoy mosaic cake with orange sauce. Enjoy. Enjoy.
It's very bossy they cake. Want us.
Where is it from?
This is a Hindi snack.
A Ooh. Hindi snack.
Ew. Okay.
It looks like the packaging has a weird... like caterpillar style Twinkie on it. It's got the little ridges.
Okay.
It looks to be a dry outside cake, not topped with chocolate, but maybe orange and chocolate swirl with a sweet little honey pot there in the middle of orange sauce.
Little dollop.
Dripping and shining and an orange slice. And then there's also a carrot on a sticker on the outside.
What?
Don't know if it contains the carrot. The label's awesome.
Okay.
Oh, it is
by Torku.
Torku!
Sure. Your place. for orange cake.
Okay.
Enjoy.
I will.
Enjoy cake.
All right. I will let you do the
inaugural biting.
Honor.
It looks like a baked good.
Ooh, it's
kind of
stuck to the top.
Ooh,
in a way
is it
that
Twinkie
I enjoy.
Stuck to the package like Hostessy?
It smells like a Twinkie. Here,
I thank you for pre-sniffing it for me.
I didn't want it to be weird.
Do I? Should I eat
it
some?
It does. Yeah, take a chunk.
Okay, it looks.
See what you get.
Bite, pass.
It looks like a nude Twinkie.
Mm-hmm.
With ridges. With ridges. And, ooh, it looks like there's some kind of jam or marmalade in the center.
That
ooh.
Orange juicy sauce. And it does smell Twinkie-like.
Yeah, it's good.
Got
it
that.
Oh!
It tastes like a Twinkie that accidentally ran out of filling and they had some marmalade.
Like, there's no foamy part.
Mm-mm. Yeah, there's no foam in there. It's pretty good,
the
though.
The orange is not centrally located in the very center.
No, and this
it's
part
like
looks
all
green
over
orange.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
My mouth watered. Mm.
Yeah, it's kind of
here
light.
Something sweet.
Mm. Kind of fluffy.
It's not sticky like a Twinkie. It's drier. Ooh, no.
It's pretty dry.
I could see having a good tea. Yeah, having tea with that.
Like a little tea cake. It needs a frosting, though. I'm going to be honest. It needs a good Hostess yellow glaze on top.
Or something creamy in there.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right. It's a good.
I'm not mad at it.
It's a good.
Oh, it's got orange rind in it, too.
Mm. Aren't you glad you tried it?
Yes. What else could go with that?
Ooh, that orange zest is real orange zest. It's like sharp and spicy. Oh. How much did you drop down your boobs just now?
You'll find it later.
A little bit. I got it.
It stuck to my pinky. A little snack saver.
Okay, what's our second option?
Mm-hmm.
We can try this too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two snacks? Two tries!
Also by Torku.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Torku is today's snack.
I'm excited about these. These look like the little baby butter mints. They look like it. But they look like maybe they're lemony based on the photo there.
Milk, hazelnut.
Oh.
Possibly.
This says nothing about it.
What? I tried. I can't.
Jade mints.
I Googled it.
Oh.
To see what the flavor could be. And there was flavors of these on the internet. But none of them were this. And now I smell it. And it seems like a memory.
Ooh. Okay, let's see.
But I can't quite. It's something that I feel like shouldn't be in something I'm putting in my mouth.
Wait a minute.
This smells like a bath bomb.
This smells like.
Potpourri.
Hang on. It smells like when you open a cardboard box of the lemony dishwasher detergent, when you freshly open it, and it has that waft of...
She's got one in her mouth.
White powder and lemon smell.
You mean like lemon cascade?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it has that texture of those butter mints.
And it smells like a bath bomb. Mm-hmm.
It tastes a little bit like a bath bomb. Mm.
I love a butter mint texture, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
It's definitely like nutritional chalk.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it has a little bit of floral, a little bit of lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's like a fancy Tums, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh.
I feel like this should be getting rid of my heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
This is so sweet, though. It's like sapping the moisture from my mouth, though. I think you hate it. Are you okay?
I do not like
it. Wait.
Oh.
Fruity Pebble milk at the end.
Ew! It is...
Oh.
It won me back.
That's my favorite flavor.
Oh my god. Bonnie looked like she was going to spit it into her lap. And she's like, wait, hold on. Everything has changed.
It takes a while to get there.
Oh.
But then when it does, it kind of makes me want another one. To get in there, though, it's a lot to deal with. It's very...
I don't know that I could eat another one of them.
I probably will. Let's be real.
That's weird. That was my last one I will ever eat in my life.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you want another piece of cake?
You want some cake?
You want cake?
I'm going
to
keep...
cleanse your palate?
I'm going to keep working on this chalk.
Oh, you still have it.
It's still... Oh, God.
It's the melted down when it's just
ground it down.
Chalk water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Cake mouth?
No, thank you.
No. Those were interesting journeys down two different paths.
Yeah.
The
cascade will not leave my breath for quite some time.
Yeah, I have cascade mouth.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mouth feels clean.
Yeah. My heartburn is dissipating. I think it's working.
Medicinal chalk is accurate. Yeah.
If that were an up and up brand from Target, like calcium supplement, I would be like, back to the drawing board, guys.
Yeah.
This isn't good.
Agreed.
I want to scrub stuff and then eat a bowl of cereal.
Okay.
It's time.
Yes.
It's time to shower you with dirty, dirty praise. I know.
I don't even think I need my notes.
I don't think so. I'm going to freeball this one.
Freeball.
Yeah.
It's called freestyle.
You know.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Allison Ward.
Yeah.
You.
With your face covered.
are brilliant.
No.
Yes. You are beautiful inside and out.
Your soul shines.
It does, like a diamond. Mm. You are generous and kind.
You're like cunning and sharp. You got these little like quick under the breath like, mm-hmm. murr, murr, and I'm like, yeah, girl. Tell it.
No, it's fine. You look damn good in mustard.
You do.
Thank you so much.
It is a really good color. I'm sitting up for that.
Thank you about my sweater.
I will own that one for the record. Yes.
You have great taste. Your home is beautiful.
Absolutely.
And you can definitely tell you've worked hard to achieve a place that is calming for not only you and your family, but your guests.
Hella calming.
You're such a devoted and wonderful host and friend and dad. Mm-hmm. And we're just lucky that we've met you and that you're in our lives. And I still don't know how it happened.
It's called magic.
It's
fate. It's gentle internet stalking. Just
a tiny bit. You are all that, you guys. Not I. You're both gorgeous and funny and smart and hardworking.
And goddamn it, you shine like a diamond.
And you all shine like diamonds and rubies and emeralds.
Thank you.
Of different colors and shapes.
I just love you so much. And the weirder you get, the better you are. I don't know anybody else that just gets better with as bizarre as you are.
No.
It's so great.
I just
great.
Want listeners to know that my head is under my shirt.
I'm nearly sure Bonnie is taking some kind of photographic evidence of this situation.
Because
you're just...
You sort of look like a mummy.
You're a you're
I'm
really...
a sheet ghost. I'm a sheet ghost.
I like
and
it.
And that is... You guys are so kind and so supportive and so wonderful and so funny. And you guys are so good at making other people's days better. And thank you for having me on. And thank you for starting a GD podcast.
Well, thanks for
demon's sake
being so fucking supportive of us starting a podcast, because
we couldn't have done it.
We really
you.
Couldn't have, hands down.
Stop.
We well, oh, better yet, stop. We wouldn't have.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't.
No,
have.
We just would have talked about how funny we think we are for eternity without ever putting our nose to the grindstone.
You know what the punishment for that is?
What
karmically is? Then you make a podcast and then it eats your whole life with editing. Well, you're doing an excellent job.
You are. This is perfect.
Thank you for having me on and letting me eat your snacks.
Tell us, Allie, where all the people can find you.
Well, they can find me at Allie Ward with one L on Twitter and Instagram. My podcast, Ologies, is at Ologies on Twitter and Instagram. There's also an Ologies podcast Facebook group that's managed and admin by y'all and Hannah Lippo and Aaron Talbert, who are wonderful.
Hi,
and you
ladies.
Guys do my merch.
Best group.
And you can find Ologies wherever you find podcasts. And also, I'm on a couple different science shows. One on Netflix called Brainchild, and then I have my own science show on the CW called Did I Mention Invention, and CBS Innovation Nation. Both of those are on every Saturday. Oh, there you go.
I feel like if you Googled female science correspondent, it would be your face.
Yeah.
So I think if anybody wanted to search you that way, too, it's great. Yeah.
Look for a Daffy redhead talking about spider butts.
Yeah.
I love it. Happy October. Happy Halloween.
Happy October.
Happy Halloween to everyone.
Happy Halloween. Go scare a child.
Go scare a child. And then find all three of us on Instagram and send us or tag us in pictures of your cool costumes.
Yes.
We want to see what you guys are wearing.
Yes, please. I want to see what your dog's wearing. I want to see what your kid's wearing. I want to see what your grandma's wearing.
Yes.
For Halloween, not like in general. I don't care what you're wearing today. Like, what are you wearing for Halloween?
I don't care about your kids, but I care about your dogs.
I like it.
Sorry.
She cares about your dog's kids, though.
Fact.
All right, bye.
Well done.
If you had fun and you want to follow along and you want to participate, we have a Facebook group that is pretty bomb. But we are on Facebook as You Are That.
You can also find us on Patreon at patreon.com/ You Are That.
Yes. So we have a merch store now, and it is youarethatmerch.com. So you can head right over there and look at our goodies.
You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter under No, You Are That. Don't forget to high five us by rate, reviewing, subscribing, all those good things that everybody says about podcasts. Do that to ours. That would be so solid. We would love it. You're like, I'm a bear.
I'm a bear, and I'm accidentally in your house. I just need to curl up in my bear cave.
Turn the lights off.
There's a bear vagina on my couch.
Turn the lights off.
It's I'm wearing shorts.
There's a bear vagina. That means so many things.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Don't you let these demons into the house.
Oh, shit!